Our second speaker, Jada.
Good morning. I'm Jada. I'm an alcoholic. Sorry, I feel like I'm just so grateful to be here. You know, even though I just like woke up this morning and felt like I got hit by a bus. I'm grateful it's because I'm just dehydrated and irresponsible and I didn't drink any water. It was just all a bunch of like Red Bull and Bang. So woohoo. So I just had to say a little meditation. I'm still waking up, you know what I mean? So I started drinking when I was 11. And it wasn't like an aha moment. It just was like kind of something to do. It was like the fun thing to do as far as like getting out of myself and like doing what I had to do. It wasn't like, oh my God, I have arrived. It was just like, I want to be a badass kid for a minute and just sit, drink to say I drank, you know? When I was 14, I met the love of my life that happened to be a woman, praise God. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is it. And I was 14 and she was 25, which in hindsight is highly illegal. But I was grown, you know what I mean? I was 14 years old, I knew everything. Like I was a grown ass woman, so I don't know what they were talking about. Caused some problems to say the least, you know, because obviously I couldn't keep it to myself for much longer because not only did I want to brag and glorify about the fact that I was getting drunk, I wanted to glorify and brag that I was dating a grown-ass woman, you know, that'd been around the block that could buy me booze, you know. I was a cheerleader in high school, and as far as like my family knowing that I was dating women, my family didn't know how old she was, but they were okay with it. But being a cheerleader in high school and the fact of your hands being all over a woman, that gets a little suspect. You know, and I was treated differently. It wasn't like, it was one of those saying something without saying something. Like, we would shower together, then we wouldn't type. Or, do you know what I mean? And it kind of fucked with my emotions a little bit. So instead of hanging out so much as far as, like, with my friends in high school and staying out of trouble, I'm hanging out with a bunch of mid-20-year-olds that are fucking actively drinking on a daily, weekly basis, right? I adopted a habit. I was slinging vodka shots out of fucking hand sanitizer at school and still showing up at cheer practice, and because I didn't give a fuck because I was loaded. And if I wasn't loaded, I was just waiting until I could get loaded. You know, moving forward, among different things come into the mix. I'm sure you can use your imagination. I don't discriminate when it comes to mind-altering substances. And everything just went to shit for me. You know, I thought that in the beginning, it was fun, it was different, I liked being different, I liked being outside of the box, I'm so extra, do you know what I mean? I didn't really give a fuck what you thought, I didn't give a fuck what you thought, like, it was what it was, and I thought I was just the real MVP. I thought I was just a poster child for fucking being a delinquent and getting away with it, because I was. From the outside looking in, you would have thought, like, okay, like, her life's pretty all right, she's doing what she has to do, but really, I was fucking dying inside. Really, I had no idea how to fucking live, and I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. And I can't even honestly say I hated myself because I didn't know myself. I have to know somebody before I can even say I hate you, right? Before I hate me. I never gave myself the opportunity to get to know me. I mean, I had ideas of what I thought I liked and what I wanted to do and what my passions were. But my first passion is fucking getting loaded. You know? I mean, dancing and cheering and all that shit, that was nice and fun. But I had the choice to step away from that. When I bring alcohol and drugs into my life, I have no choice. I no longer have an option whether I do it or not. And that's what makes me an alcoholic. Because I can want so badly to say I'm never going to fucking take a drink again, or I'm never going to take a hit or whatever again. But I have zero option. No human power can fucking bring me back to life. Because I tried, trust me. I have my fair share of hostages in my day. You know? You know, and I was like, I don't have a problem. It was hard for me to accept that I had an issue. And I'd go from one hostage to another hostage. You're going to save me. 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 You can't save me. Fuck you. You're going to save me. It's your fault. I'm the victim. Fuck you. Fuck you. And fuck you. And I put myself in another shitty situation. I'm like, this is why I get loaded. You couldn't save me. So now I'm worse. So thanks. Have a great life. I got introduced to the system. Woohoo. The consequences as far as what it looked like for me was as a juvenile, I got put in the system. It was a lot of slap wrist, fucking a lot of grab ass, have a great life, act right. I thought I could get away with it. As an adult, that's really doesn't how it's really not how it works. They let your ass sit in there for a minute. Then they're yelling prison numbers at me. And I'm like, do I have a fucking problem? Like, it's still you though. I still didn't want to accept that I was a fucking alcoholic. I still didn't want to put any fucking action into finding a solution. Because I still thought Jada's way was the best way. I could figure it out. I got it. I got this. All right, maybe I'll just get my act cleaned up. I'll sit in jail for a little bit. I'll come out just to do the same thing over and over and over again. I got introduced to the rooms, and I'd come and I'd hear all these people speak and all this glow and, like, you know, I thought it was all, they were all full of shit, you know, some cult shit. Like, I don't know what Kool-Aid you guys are drinking. The first event that I ever got asked to go to was ASCIPA 2015, and I had 20 days sober. And I'm like, oh my God, all these people are fucking loaded. I'm like, these people are all so full of shit. They're just like, fucking yeah, ASCII. And I'm like, fucking hush, dude. It's fucking 7 o'clock in the morning. You're out of your rabbit ass mind, you know? But I got to fucking see what true love looked like. These people that, like, didn't know each other. I didn't know them. I'm like, and I was like so embarrassed to be like, yeah, like I have like 20 days sober, dude. And they're like, I fucking love you. I'm like in a whole different county. They have no idea who I am. And they're like, I fucking love you. And I felt that. And I don't even necessarily know if I knew what love felt like, because I wasn't even willing to love myself, right? I could say I loved all these things. The only thing I loved was fucking drugs and alcohol. And I didn't have that. So when you tell me you love me, I'm like, yeah, that's tight. But I, like, believe you. So it was like this weird, that seed was planted for me. And I was like, okay, cool, right? These people are talking about working their steps and fucking getting a sponsor and doing what they have to do. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds really good, but I'm kind of just going to act like I have a sponsor. I'm going to act like I'm working my steps because you people are cool and I want you guys to fucking like me. So I'm going to do all that. And that lasted for a little bit. You know, I got into this network of cool people. I got introduced to super cool people that fucking love me for me and all my fucking flaws and all this, but I wasn't putting any action, because the problem was they would have been there to support me and love me as far as working a program, but I still wasn't even myself. I still wasn't able to be my true self. I still wasn't present, because I was still living in the misery and pain of fucking active addiction, active alcoholism, because I wasn't putting any fucking work in. So I went back out. Come back. These same people fucking love me. Go back out and come back. These same people love me. In conclusion, I'm still fucking loved by the same people. That is some shit that it gives me the chills every time. Sitting in a room of people that I don't know, I could say I love you all, because we share this pain. We share the same pain that we can't describe to just anybody. You can just feel it. And I love you for that. Because it's not for the faint of heart. This shit's not easy. But it's fucking worth it. And I say all the time that fucking blood makes relatives, but loyalty makes family. And you guys are my fucking family. I love you guys. If it wasn't for these rooms and fucking AA, I wouldn't even have the opportunity to be who I am today. Women look up to me. I get to fucking help women. I get to be part of, I get to be a host for the Arizona State Conference of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I get to go fucking buy a brand new car. I'm employable. I go show up to work. They call on me. I'm sitting fucking doing professional emails. What the fuck? I am a criminal. I'm a criminal. And I'm sitting here typing professional emails. You know? It's crazy. I'm reliable. I get to be a daughter today. My mom interpreted last night. I don't know if you saw the interpreter. That was my mom, dude. I get to sit and she, like, we show up for each other today, whatever she's going through. But I get to love her. I get to be a daughter. I get to do what I'm saying I'm going to do. And that's amazing. I didn't necessarily want to wake up and walk down here at 9:50 this morning, really. But I get to do this shit today. I mean, I still kind of look like a snack early in the morning. Don't play with me. But I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm happy to be here. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Have fun.